inside the 10. Carr jumps it in and it's Waller. He spins into the end zone for the touchdown. Watching greatness on one end. In LeBron, there's a dude with 35 in white getting it done defensively and then offensively. Taking over the fight. Mama, there goes that man.
And welcome back to this week's edition of the Waterboy Experience. I am your host, the Waterboy himself, Davis McLemore. And we thought this was going to be a boring week, but it sure as hell is not. We're going to start with WWE real quick. Monday Night Raw is headed to Netflix, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson is named a member of the board of TKO Holdings Group. On the Formula One front, we got Audi Sauber is hunting for their future drivers. Will Valtteri Bottas be one of them? Now let's go to the NFL. The Raiders hired Antonio Pierce officially, and they're looking to bring in several new members of the staff. Tom Telesco, formerly of the Chargers, is rumored to be working as we speak on a deal to become the GM of the Raiders. By the time this comes out, he might already be. And the Titans hired Brian Callahan for their vacant head coaching job, so the question is, where will Mike Vrabel land? But before we get to any of that, we had playoff games this past weekend, and what a weekend it was. But the stage is set for championship weekend. In the NFC, we got the Lions headed down to face the San Francisco 49ers. And then in the AFC, we got Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Baltimore Ravens. Here to help me break down what happened this past weekend in the divisional round, what we're looking forward to, and much more than that, is my good buddy, the CEO and CFO of Nye Productions, the Red Bull chugging son of a gun himself, and Detroit, Michigan's favorite little Mexican man, Mr. Jason Shaddix. Jason, how are you, my guy?
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza. That's Italian.
So they say.
So they say. So, Lions got their victory over the Buccaneers. You guys are heading down to San Francisco, like I said.
It was something, I'll tell you that. That first half, it was a lot closer than it should have been, but towards the end, we got the upper hand, and we just started fucking touchdown after touchdown, and now we're going to go to the finals. Well, the finals for the divisions.
Right, yeah, the NFC Championship game, and this is, it's going to be a very tough game.
If Debo is questionable for the 49ers, but if he gets in that game, we are fucked. We're not winning that game. We are fucked beyond belief.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith said the same thing. He said, if the Lions don't have to face the 49ers without Debo, the Lions will win. But if they got a chance to win. But if Debo's out there, they got no chance. No chance. And then he started going on a tantrum. And you know how he is.
Because then that means you're playing a completely healthy 49ers team. And that's just dangerous.
And what I'm thinking is the only way we're going to win is, all right, boys, we got to aim for the knees.
No, don't.
Make sure his career ends
you
tonight.
You cannot target players' legs like that.
Well, not officially.
Not officially. You know, maybe a little under-the-table action. You get what I'm saying here. But yeah, you guys defeated the Buccaneers. It was a pretty...
I'll tell you what, Baker Mayfield, we don't give him enough credit. Nobody enough credit, especially because he was with the Panthers, and he was just not a good quarterback, but...
And he started his career with the Browns. You know, and then he was there with the Los Angeles Rams there for a minute, and he only had one win. He was only on the team for 3 days on the Los Angeles Rams, and he went in that Thursday night into Las Vegas and beat us, and then he was out like 2 months after that.
It's weird, man. It's weird.
But yeah, Baker Mayfield has a lot of talent. I mean, he's a former Heisman winner, and I don't know. From what you saw, do you see the Bucs being serious contenders here in the future?
Well, that's the thing. If they keep Mike Evans, they have a chance. But the thing is, Mike Evans, immediately after the game, he went into free agency. He says he wants to stay with the Bucs, but if you're going into free agency, that says, I want more money than they're willing to pay me, so I'm not going to stay in this team. I'm looking for a better deal.
Yeah, and I mean, if a team offers him a better deal, then you know, what can he do? But I really do think...
what team is going to offer him a bigger deal and that are capable of going deep into the playoffs?
That's a good question. There's a couple little options out there. You got your very own Detroit Lions.
We don't need him.
You don't need him, but it wouldn't hurt to have him, you know what I'm saying?
He could be the backup.
He could be the backup. I mean, the Cleveland Browns, I think that'd be a good pick with Joe Flacco, assuming that they're going to make the right decision here and make Joe Flacco their week one starting quarterback.
But put somebody behind him who's going to learn from Joe.
The Houston Texans.
I don't know. CJ's been doing good.
CJ has been doing good, but if he had Mike Evans, that would be fucking stellar.
Oh, for some fucking reason, I thought, well, why would Joe Flacco go to the Texans?
No, not Joe Flacco. Why would Joe Flacco
go? Yeah, that's what I was like. Why is Joe Flacco going to the Texans? They got CJ Shaw. No. But Mike Evans going to the Texans? Honestly, that's not a bad idea. And to be fair, I quite think that if Bill Belichick is going to join any team, because there's still no decision on that, I think the Texans look better than the Falcons.
I do agree. That and
because the Texans were there in the playoffs. They shouldn't have been.
Oh, and they were very close to winning. But the thing right now with the Texans is they are very tight with their guy. I think I want to say his name is D'Amico Ryans. And I apologize to my
you
Houston.
You bastard, that was my water.
Oh, shit. Well, you can have this one. I want to say his name is D'Amico Ryans. I'm not really familiar with the Texans coaching staff, but that right now is their guy, and he's a hero over there.
Yeah.
Now, we got on the topic of Bill Belichick. I mean, we might as well go ahead and talk about the Atlanta Falcons while we're here. Did you hear what Cam Newton said?
Yeah, because I sent it to you.
That's right. You were the one that sent that to me. Yeah. Cam Newton, in an interview...
What is he, 32, 34?
He's old.
And like I said, 32, 34?
Yeah. Cam Newton, in an interview, I think either today or yesterday, said...
Today?
Yeah. He said if he was going to go to any team in the NFL, it would be the Atlanta Falcons. What is he smoking? Because I would like some of it.
Didn't he fail in the NFL?
Cam Newton is an interesting story. He was an NFL MVP. He went to a Super Bowl. He was balling out. And then after he went to that Super Bowl, I mean, the Panthers almost went undefeated that season. I think they only lost one game, and it was like right at the end of the season. Like, it was fucking impressive.
The closest they've ever been.
Yeah, the closest they've ever been. And they played Peyton Manning and the Broncos in Super Bowl 50. And they ended up losing. After that, Cam Newton was never the same. And then he went over to the Patriots, and he didn't really pan out over there at all. And then he went back to the Panthers, and he only played like three or four games over there, and then he was out again. It's just...
And he was a star in college.
A star.
Dude, before I even knew anything about football, I knew who Cam Newton was.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody would not stop talking about Cam Newton.
His days with Auburn, he was fucking legendary. But...
Before the dark times.
But here's the thing. Cam Newton has such a unique style. You can almost say that he was Lamar Jackson before Lamar Jackson was Lamar Jackson.
Well, the difference is Lamar Jackson hasn't gone to the Super Bowl.
Not yet. Or to the division championship. Not yet.
I hope not.
What do you mean you hope not?
I'd rather face the Chiefs than face the Ravens. Oh,
but look, we can't have another Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Well, you can watch them lose.
Well, look, okay, so...
We got your number,
we're
Chiefs.
We're going to get to the Chiefs in just a second, too. America needs the Ravens versus the Lions in the Super Bowl. The NFL needs the Ravens versus the Lions in the Super Bowl. And they need the Lions to win, but... If you saw what happened earlier this year, I mean...
We're not going to win.
The Ravens were the only team that really convincingly beat you guys.
What about the Niners?
And the Niners. I mean...
That's why I'm like...
But here's the other thing. The Ravens convincingly beat the Niners earlier this year, too.
Oh, well, great. That makes it so much better.
But yeah, nobody... It's basically a consensus. Nobody wants to see Kansas City versus the 49ers in the Super Bowl. We've had that for a couple times in the past few years.
But they're not winning. The Chiefs are not winning. Not the way they've been playing.
No, not at all.
Like, the fact that they got all the way to the championship game just says more about who they were put up against rather than how good they've been.
Yeah. And me and you actually sat down on the divisional game between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs.
And I told you, from day one, don't put faith in the Bills. Do not put faith in the Bills. They will choke.
And what did I do? I put all of my faith in the Buffalo Bills. I was a Buffalo Bill fan for one night. I even got to the point where I told you, if I wasn't a Raider fan, I would be a Buffalo Bill fan. These guys are fucking crazy, and I fucking love them. But let's just say, Tyler Bass, you better start learning Japanese, son, because, I mean,
Lord almighty.
Whoa. That was a rough game.
People are, here's what's pissing me off. A lot of people are like, well, don't get mad at him. He shouldn't have been in that position. Blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up. Look, if you're in that position, regardless of how you got there, if you're in that position and all you need is to get that field goal in to get another chance to win the game.
It's your one job.
Literally, the kicker notoriously does not do what the rest of the players do. They have a different workout regimen. If you believe what you see on Instagram and what we saw in college, in high school, they don't do jack shit. They're not up at 7 a.m. running the bleachers.
Oh, they get out there in the afternoon. They might swing by Ward's or Hardee's or wherever they go. Pick themselves up a Baconator or something from Wendy's, and then they swing over. They go to practice whenever they want, and then they can just sit there and kick for maybe do 5 or 6 kicks. Okay, I'm done. They don't have to watch film or anything. What are you watching film for?
How to kick.
How to...
Well, Tyler Bass should learn how to kick.
Well, yeah. I'm a little bit easier to give him the benefit of the doubt because I know how windy it was over there. But at the same time, I'm like, dude...
He made the field goal earlier.
He did, but it wasn't nearly as long.
He didn't even aim correctly. He aimed for the middle, and he went
to the right. It's like he forgot which way the wind was blowing.
Didn't he stick his finger in his mouth and go, okay, that's going to the right, so I should kick more to the left?
No, he should kick to the right.
Well, that's what he did.
And that's what he did, and it was wide right again.
And when I saw that ball go, I immediately, that's the thing, when I saw that ball go, I immediately said, he's not making it.
And me and you both, I think at the same exact time, me and you both went, oh, shit.
And you could feel just the spirit draining out of that arena.
And my favorite part, my second favorite part of that game was when the snowballs came out. And they started fucking throwing snowballs at Patrick Mahomes. And man, it was an all-out war at that moment. And Bills fans were crying. They're mad.
Oh, dude, I saw this video of this Bill fan. And this is a dumb fuck, all right? This is a major dumb fuck. But it's this skinny white guy, and he's not wearing a shirt. Remember, they had snowers out there again.
Oh, yeah.
But the kid was crying. He had to be like 26, 27. He was crying, and he said, look what I did for the Bills. He shows his arm, and he's got Bills, Super Bowl. What Super Bowl?
No.
What Super Bowl are we at?
Something. This year's Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, this year's Super Bowl's entire logo right there with the Bills logo.
Oh,
and it says
God.
Super Bowl champions, whatever the Super Bowl year it is. And I'm just thinking, you really were that fucking stupid. Like, if this was the division championship, okay, I could sort of see it. But you're not even in the championship yet to go to the Super Bowl.
It was a very entertaining game. You want to know who my favorite person in that whole game was?
Jason Kelce.
Yes. Jason Kelce, man. He got right in the way of the camera, right in front of Taylor Swift. He's got his shirt ripped off, and he's drinking fucking blue lights, and he's just like, yeah! And I'm like, this is like peak masculinity right there. He is the embodiment of everything I want to be when I grow up.
Oh, there was this sweet moment that people that were right near Jason. And he was out with the fans, and he was just like, you know, instead of being in that press box, he was out there with the people. Again, it snowed, and they had to get people to clean that area. So he's out there without a shirt, and people are like, oh, take a picture with my kid. And like, he takes a picture with the kid. And then there was this kid who had a Taylor Swift poster, just say hi. He goes and picks the kid up, turns around to the press box. He's like, Taylor, Taylor. And he just pointed at the kid with the poster. I was like, oh, that is so sweet. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. There's a reason why Jason, I've said it before, Jason is my favorite Kelsey.
And I didn't even know my last name was Kelsey.
But, yeah, I mean, the game was what it was. I mean, it was...
I was more into the Lions game rather than the Bills game. But I think that's just because... And I haven't really noticed this much, but there's such a huge difference in the presentation between NBC and CBS.
Yes.
Quite honest, different. Quite honestly, I like the NBC's presentation. I like... It's a little bit more refined.
Yeah.
But I think I would love CBS if it was Lions playing, because the Lions have a different style than the Bills and the Chiefs, and I think that style suits my taste more because it's very offense-orientated. And like, that's what I am. Like, any game, anything I do, it's like, defense, ha, what is that? I'm going full fucking offense.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's y'all's playing style, and, you know, it's really interesting to see how different everybody's style is. But, you know, I grew up on watching CBS because that was the only channel we could pick up. We couldn't pick up the Fox. We couldn't pick up WHLT 22 out here. We only got WDAM 7, and that was the CBS. So, actually, no, other way around, right? No, I don't know.
CBS because they have...
But yeah, I'm
used. Yeah, I have no idea.
But I'm used to the CBS broadcast. I'm not too big on the Fox or the NBC.
No, WDAM 7 is Fox. They would premiere the Family Guy episodes.
Well, which one was the one that went WHLT 22 focused on the Pine Belt?
Probably
that was Fox.
No, that wasn't Fox.
No, that was WDAM was NBC. WHLT, and at this point we're talking about nondescript South Mississippi broadcasting.
Yeah, this
network.
Is like the bootleg stations.
Yeah. No, I think the Fox is like WMOX. No, WMOX is in New Orleans. I don't know, but anyway, that was what it was. We also had the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Green Bay Packers, and look, put your phone down and listen to me. Pay attention to the Green Bay Packers next year. You do me anything else.
I can't. There are rivals.
I know, but pay attention to them. Because Jordan Love is a prodigy right now. And give them all the points in the world because those Green Bay Packers almost pulled it off against the 49ers.
They did.
And that would have been best case scenario for you guys.
Wasn't the issue the same thing, a kick that didn't go the way it should have gone?
I don't remember, but I know it was within, you know, just a couple points.
Yeah.
So.
I think it might have been a kick and they would have at least tied the game or at least 1 point over.
Yeah. But that game was great. Jordan Love is out there slinging that ball. I mean, they're going to be a threat next year. And they made it a lot farther than they ever should have.
Honestly, how far did Rodgers take him last year and the year before that?
Not this far.
Well, I'll tell you one place where he's not going back.
No, he's not welcome back. They've got a whole new system. Matt LaFleur is running everything over there. They're running like a well-oiled machine now. Another team that should have never made it this far in the playoffs that did and had an impressive year was the Houston Texans. We talked about them for just a second ago. They suffered a loss against the Baltimore Ravens. It was a pretty ugly loss, but you know what? You made it this far in the playoffs. You shouldn't have made it this far.
Yeah, I mean...
But hats off.
You're playing against probably the team that is going to go to the Super Bowl.
The best team in the league to me right now.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
I'm just being honest. Nobody's beating Baltimore right now.
Well, look...
On another level.
If history serves me correct, they're not winning this one with Lamar. That's all I'm hoping.
Part of me hopes that you're right. The other part of me hopes that you're wrong. Because I want Lamar to get... he's going to be MVP. But I want him to get that Super Bowl trophy as well.
I mean, it would be nice to say... like, normally, I would go for the Ravens over the 49ers. But my boys have a chance. And Dan's... In 3 years, Dan has completely changed that team. And ever since...
Sheila Ford.
She came in 21 and, 2020, I think. And she, along with someone else, I can't remember his name, but they are the ones who brought in Dan. They're the ones who completely change everything and let Dan run this team like it should be. And I want to see Dan succeed, because a lot of people, and I remember this back when I chose the Lions to be my team, I saw Dan give his speeches and people were making fun of him. He's like, oh, this guy's fucking giving speeches, morale boost. It's a fucking Lions. They're not going to get anywhere. And I said it. We're the fucking Lions.
Yeah.
But what he's done in 3 years to this team is something nobody could have done in, what, the 60 years they've been in the NFL?
He built a culture for a team and for a city that nobody thought was even possible to have a culture or, you know, any of that. He is already accomplished more than any other Lions head coach in the history of the fucking Lions.
I could even go as far and say that he's accomplished more than most football coaches ever do, because he's got an impact where no matter what happens, even if he never wins the Super Bowl, he will still go down as one of the most successful coaches ever. Because to take a team who went 0-16, what was it, 2008?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. 0-16, and just make them go to the divisional playoffs to like right, like so close to the Super Bowl. And if we do go to the Super Bowl, even if we lose, that's more than anybody's ever been able to get out of such a lame team.
Shut it down right now in the NFC Championship game. You've already accomplished more than ever. I mean, you guys have never even been to a Super Bowl.
We haven't.
So this will be an exciting year. But what I really love about Dan Campbell is he is a leader of men. But another guy that is a leader of men, and he officially has his head coaching position for the Las Vegas Raiders, ladies and gentlemen, here with us today on the show.
What? Where are you?
I'm joking. Head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, Antonio Pierce. It's official. What do you think? Right move?
Oh, no, it's a terrible move. They should have
gotten... Shut up.
No, it's the best move. It's what you need. That team has gone for so long without an actual leader, because no matter who was in charge, at the end of the day, it was old man Davis. And for old man Davis, that train sailed a long time ago.
And then his son came up, Mark Davis, and now he's old man Davis. But I think they made the 100% correct decision here. They're giving him free range to pick his own coaching staff. He gets to bring in his own guys
now. He's gutting the place.
Oh, yeah. Except for the defensive side of the ball. He's keeping Patrick Graham.
Well, I mean, you'd be stupid not to.
Oh, yeah. Patrick Graham's. Unless the rumor is that Patrick Graham is considering taking a head coaching job elsewhere, which, you know, if he gets that offer, I can't fucking blame him. I understand. But if he ends up staying with the Raiders, that's just better for us. Now, there's a lot of other guys that we've been signing as consultants or assisting coaches. We've got a lot of fucking guys that are coaching staff right now that have won Super Bowls. They've won playoff games. They've done a lot. Marvin Lewis is one of those guys. He was with the Bengals the last time that they went to the Super Bowl. And I mean, you know, right? I told you earlier, we're bringing in Tom Telesco probably for general manager.
Yeah.
He is in Las Vegas as we speak, probably working on that. Well, he's probably home by now, but the number one priority right now is getting an offensive coordinator, and I'm really curious about who we're going to pick for that. So that remains to be seen. But I'm happy, finally, we don't have to live in fucking turmoil and darkness anymore. We have Antonio Pierce as our official head coach.
I'm going to give him 3 years to turn this team around.
Oh, yeah. 3 years, do what you want, play how you want, get who you want. Let's do it.
I think 3 years is perfect, because it's going to take you time to get the draftees, because you were a bad team, but you weren't the worst, so you don't have the highest draft pick. And also, let's be honest, if we look at this year's class of draftees, I don't see really a lot of good players.
There's not a lot, but there are a few diamonds in the rough.
But that you know
we could pick up.
But you know that the other teams are going to pick them up, the ones who have a better draft spot.
That's why I'm saying we should trade up. Trade way up in that draft.
But what can you trade up for? Like, what are you going to give in return?
That's the question.
Because you don't want to give up.
That's the big question.
You don't want to trade DeMonte.
Maybe some idiot team still thinks Jimmy Garoppolo is still worth a first round pick.
Purdy doesn't make it.
Oh, well, they're not doing that again. But no, I think trading up for Jaden Daniels out of LSU is the best option for quarterback right now.
Yeah.
Another head coaching hire that happened in the league. The Tennessee Titans have officially hired Brian Callahan. Now, Brian Callahan, I spoke earlier about that Bengals team that made it to the Super Bowl, nearly won it if it wasn't for a guy that was named after a fruit.
Or a really bad phone.
Really bad phone. Ah, it's a good phone. I have one. Apple phone. Oh, man, I didn't mean to say that. Brian Callahan was part of that staff, and he was one of the driving powers behind getting Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase where they needed to be able to succeed. Now, granted, they've suffered a lot of injuries. They've had a lot of changing over there in Cincinnati, but he's officially the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. I'm looking forward to it because we saw a lot of potential in Will Levis. I think he might can make something out of Will Levis. The old mayonnaise and the coffee drinking son of a bitch.
There's no way. I still do not believe he legitimately does that. I think that was a publicity stunt.
And the other thing is Derrick Henry going to stay with the Titans?
They were so good a few years ago.
They were great. Ryan Tannehill looked like an elite quarterback.
Yeah.
And that was their former head coach, Mike Vrabel, who has been... He wasn't fired. They mutually parted ways is how... He was fired.
And that's the thing. I've been looking into it, and a lot of Titan fans are like, well, we don't like this because, okay, yeah, we haven't been that great. We haven't been that hot the last few years, but he got us close.
He did.
So do we want to risk it with somebody who, and like a lot of people, they're looking at the Bengals and they're like, oh, that team's a drizzling shits after they went to the Super Bowl and they didn't win. They haven't been shit.
No.
But you chalk that up to Burrow being injured and them receiving a lot of injuries, the team.
It's not all it's chalked up to be, but you know.
And that's the thing. It's like a lot of people are questioning it and they got good reasons because if that team's, isn't even a contender. They're not even in the... Their name isn't in the conversation when it comes to who's going to go to the Super Bowl. And that's what people are worried about, especially Titan fans, because they want to go back up there. They tasted that, you know, victory, and they want more of it, but can he deliver?
The big question for me is he enough of a leader to be able to take that team who's frustrated right now, who... Like I said, Derrick Henry's frustrated with being on the Titans. He wants to go somewhere else. If you were able to squeeze one more year out of him, would you be able to capture his attention and be able to hold on to him? Even Will Levis.
Well, you just said the key word. Do you keep a? Can you squeeze one more year out of him? If you're having to squeeze one more year out of someone, I think it's high time you start looking for someone different.
Yeah.
Will Levis, he's promising.
Levis will probably be there for a while. It's Derrick Henry that I'm really thinking about because he's frustrated with that team. Especially after they got rid of Mike Vrabel. He was pissed off about it.
But how many years does he have left?
That's a good question. He might actually be entering free agency this year.
I think he is.
Yeah, he is. So, I don't know. The Titans are kind of a... They're a team that needs an identity right now. They need something. And we'll see if Brian Callahan's the answer. Mike Vrabel is a head coach that needs a team. What team that has a head coaching position available?
Seahawks.
Okay, yeah. I can see that. You know what I was honestly thinking? Forget about Bill.
Yeah, that's what I was going. I was thinking Atlanta, yeah, too.
That's what I'm thinking. Forget about Bill. Bring in Mike Vrabel and see what he can do for you.
I mean, if he did something with the Titans, even if it was a few years ago, he might have a chance of doing something with the Falcons.
I definitely think he could.
But it's still that question of you have to gut anybody there who's made the mistakes and have made the Falcons into who they are, which they're chokers. That's what they are.
They're famous chokers, dirty birds. But you mentioned the Seahawks, and now I'm like, okay, Seahawks honestly would be a really good pick.
Better bird.
Oh, yeah. Better bird. Who would win in a fight, Seahawk or a Falcon? I don't even know what a Seahawk is.
I have no idea.
Is that like a seagull?
I would imagine.
A seagull versus a fucking Falcon. But it's a different thing if you're thinking of a Seahawk as like a fucking albatross. You know what I'm saying? Those things are fucking huge.
The first thing that pops up is the Seahawk a real bird?
Is it a real bird? This has been bird talk on the Waterboy Experience.
Get you a good bird, lawyer.
Is it a real bird?
Honestly, I don't know, and I don't really care.
It's not that important anyway.
No.
It's irrelevant.
But with that, is that enough NFL news? Do we got more to cover?
I think that's all I've got. What was that?
That was the boom thing.
Well, we're still recording.
We'll be fine.
We'll be fine. If you hear a little weird audio noise or any weird ringing or anything, we'll fix it in post-production the best we can.
Or re-recorded.
So, at the top of the show, I mentioned the WWE deal with Netflix, and you told me you have some interesting details before we recorded.
All right, so here's where it gets interesting. Now, you have known that for the last, 15 years...
Wow.
Monday Night Raw has been on USA Network.
Yeah.
Which is a subsidiary channel of NBC.
Correct.
Now, they have gone from, I think they've gone to Spike.
No. SmackDown was on Spike. Well, originally in the 90s, Raw was on Spike.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. They went from Spike to USA after USA was like, we want those ratings back.
Yeah.
So they've been with USA since 1993 when they started doing Monday Night Raw. So they have a long standing relationship, and now Friday Night SmackDown is going to the USA Network after it went from Fox to it was back on USA Network.
For a while they were on TBS, and then they went to where they were both on USA. And then NXT got the deal, and all three were on USA.
Yeah, and then SmackDown got the deal with Fox, which was a tremendous deal. I think it was like $1.9 billion for the next 5 years. And here's the thing. Fox kind of regretted that deal because it turns out that they didn't make a profit while they had SmackDown on Fox. And the reason why it's so important on what channels they are is you could get any old-ass TV, and you can get any rabbit ears, and you can get Fox.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have like DirecTV or Dish or anything like that, but we could still watch SmackDown because we picked up, I'm not going to go into that argument again, but we picked up the Fox channel and I could watch SmackDown.
Yeah. So with that, you know, a lot of people are thinking, okay, where are they going to go? Some people said, okay, they're going to go to TBS because Warner Brothers was really, really interested in having a good wrestling show that brings in good numbers into their program.
Which they don't have.
No, they don't have. Damn shame. They used to have good wrestling.
They used to. I don't know what kind of wrestling they have on there.
After 2001, they didn't have any wrestling. They still don't. But anyway, so that was the big rumor. And of course, AEW, which we just alluded to, they're on TBS. They have to deal with Time Warner for the moment. So that was the big thing. And we all thought, well, they're going to go there. NXT, they got the TV deal with the CW.
Which, at the time when that came out, that was a really interesting deal.
Because originally the NWA was going to get that deal until they had that cocaine spot.
Who was it?
Oh my God, it's my
Father James Mitchell.
Father James Mitchell.
Oh man.
Gotta love that guy.
Oh yeah.
So there was this big thing, and the big question was, okay, they have to go to TBS, or the other big name at the time was Amazon Prime. And I was leaning more towards, they're probably going to go to Amazon Prime because Amazon is trying to get more attention on their movies and TV shows. They have Thursday Night Football. They have spent $1 billion on the Lord of the Rings TV show, which, by the way, is the drizzling shits. But that's the big thing. And then all of a sudden, today, they announced, hey, guess who's going to get the deal with Raw? Who? Netflix. Who hasn't been in the running at all? Their name was never mentioned. And they got the TV deal. And here's the thing. It's for the next 10 years.
That's a long fucking time.
With an out clause after 5 years. But the money, that's the thing. The money is the ridiculous thing. They bought the rights to air Monday Night Raw and every Raw, SmackDown, and NXT and specials, as well as any pay-per-view outside of the U.S. So that includes that for $5 billion.
Holy fucking shit.
And the thing that gets me is, okay, I can understand why you're doing it, but that's too much money. Fox paid SmackDown $1.9 billion.
And didn't turn a profit.
Didn't turn a profit in 5 years. And now Raw is going to get rid of commercials. It's not going to have any commercials because Netflix doesn't have any commercials. That'll be good. That means they're probably going to go back to the 2-hour format.
Well, we would hope.
You would think.
That's one of the big reasons why me and you don't really watch Raw consistently is because it's 3 fucking hours long.
And it's 7 minutes of a wrestling match and 5 minutes of commercials.
Yeah, they just keep going back and forth. And it's all over the place. But no commercials, especially if they shorten it to 2 hours, even an hour and a half, that's fine.
But here's the thing. And I haven't seen anyone who has answered this question. Are they going to be a live show? Or are they going to be taped? You didn't think about that.
I didn't think about that.
Here's the other thing. Raw has a contract with USA Network until the end of October of this year, 2024. They're not going to go on Netflix until 2025, January. Where are they going to be in November and December?
That's a good question.
There is no spot for them. So
exclusively on Peacock? I don't know.
Would you want to have the competition on Peacock? Because here's the thing. And Netflix is getting the international rights to all WWE shows and pay-per-view and all content because they're still using the network.
Right. So the WWE network. So it's like over here in the States, everything's on Peacock.
Yeah.
For everyone else, it would all be moved over to Netflix?
Yes, because okay. It's on the WWE network. Which is far superior to Peacock, by the way.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
So, they paid for Raw, but they're paying for the rights to the WWE.
They're not paying for the library?
Well, what did I just say? Let me rephrase that. They're paying a small amount for the rights to air Monday Night Raw, but most of the money, to me, it sounds like it's going for the rights to the international library.
Okay.
Which, again, are you going to turn a profit, though?
That's...
Because a lot of WWE's fan base comes from India. They're the biggest market out there, but here's the thing. India is still a third world nation when it comes to an economy. And because of that, all these streaming companies, and we have confirmation from people, from friends of ours who are in India, and they're like, yeah, like, we don't pay the equivalent to $9.99 in America. Like, we don't pay that equivalent over here. We pay, or I think it was like $2, maybe $5. That's the equivalent in U.S. dollars. That's what they pay in rubies.
Which we're getting fucking ripped off over here.
Exactly. But that's because not a lot of people in India have money, and they don't have enough money to pay what's the equivalent of 10 U.S. dollars, because that's a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm going... All right, well, Netflix is upping its prices all the time. That's why I don't have Netflix. I don't think they even do the $9.99 thing anymore.
No, I think it's like $12.99 now.
Which is ridiculous. They have the whole password controversy thing, which was another reason why I got rid of Netflix. I'm like, fuck that. So, with all that being said, my question is, are they going to turn a profit on this? Because, yes, there are wrestling fans in Europe... But how many of them are there realistically? Because think about how big or how many fans there are in America who are paying dollars compared to European fans. Because over there, wrestling is not the biggest sport. The biggest sport is football, soccer.
Yeah, you pay $12 to watch soccer.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. They go to their soccer matches all the time, like weekly games. It's a big thing over there. So that's the question. Are you going to turn a profit? Because you're not talking about $1 billion. You're not talking about $2 billion. You're talking about $5 billion for the next 10 years with an option. Here's another thing. The option after 10 years is they get another option to renew it for another 10 years. So Raw may be on Raw and the WWE Network outside of the US may be on Netflix for the next 20 years, which to me also says, well, what's stopping them from buying the rights to the WWE in the US for the streaming rights once that contract ends with NBC and Peacock?
Absolutely nothing.
Exactly.
Especially, that could be what they're looking at doing in the future.
Yeah. Which, again, are you going to turn a profit? Because in the end, none of this matters if you're losing money.
No. I don't know, man. That it'll be crazy because we've never had wrestling like this on an exclusive streaming network.
Well, a big wrestling channel.
A big wrestling channel, yeah. And I don't know how that's going to work with, you know, is it going to be taped? Is it going to be, you know, live? I can't see Netflix doing live shows.
No, neither can I.
But I can see them, you know, dropping new episodes every Monday night. But
and what's to stop people from leaking it?
Exactly.
Because that's the big problem that SmackDown had before it went to Fox. It was taped. Everybody knew the results the night of. So if they did Monday Night Raw, the next day they would do Friday Night SmackDown. They would do the tapings on Tuesday and the show would come out on Fridays. But nobody really watched SmackDown simply because it's like, we know the results. And I'm like, that's the card for tonight? Fuck it. I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
So what's to stop people from doing the same thing to Raw? And from more people saying, you know what? This card's not worth it. I don't want to spend 30 minutes listening to two people who aren't even good at talking cut a promo.
Yeah.
So
with minimal wrestling. But now, here's the other thing. Because now the CM Punk thing to Raw really makes sense.
It does.
And I think that he's one of the big reasons why they got that deal with Netflix. But look at SmackDown. There's not that many people on SmackDown that are worth watching. There's a few of them. There's Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, sure. But look at Raw. You've got Gunther. You've got CM Punk. You've got Cody.
Well, why do you think they stacked up the card?
Because that one was the one that was going up for bidding. But now you almost have to keep those guys over there.
But I want to know why the bidding went for Raw instead of SmackDown. SmackDown was on the bigger network. Because more people get Fox than they get USA Network. For the longest time, I never watched Raw because I didn't have the USA Network package.
I don't know. I'm confused why they stuck. What it feels like to me is that they took Raw out of it, stuck SmackDown where Raw used to be, except on a Friday night time slot, and they picked up Raw and moved it over to Netflix.
Exactly.
Which is weird.
Which makes me also think, okay, well, why didn't SmackDown get like a deal with Amazon Prime?
I think the Amazon, SmackDown on Amazon would be perfect.
I mean, Thursday Night Football sucks as it is, so it might as well suck on Friday nights.
Yeah, but I think they're really leaning towards making SmackDown the lesser show.
Which is, it's always been that.
It's always been, except for the past couple of years, it's gotten higher ratings because nothing ever happened on fucking Raw. At least one or two things would happen on SmackDown.
Because it's on the USA Network.
Right. And you have to...
And it's 3 hours.
Right. And at that time, you had to please the Fox Network of what they wanted to. But now, you don't have to deal with Fox anymore, but you got to please Netflix. So now Raw is going to be their number one show. SmackDown's going to be their number two.
And again, you don't have the commercials.
No.
You're not making any money with the show. Like your money is people paying for Netflix to watch Monday Night Raw. And here's the thing. I used to love Netflix. They used to have a lot of shows. Honestly, I'm happy with sticking to Disney Plus with the Hulu bundle and HBO Max.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason why I have Peacock is because I got the Black Friday deal where I'm paying like $2, $3 a month, maybe $4 a month.
I have Peacock for Yellowstone and pay-per-view, premium live events when they do happen, which the Royal Rumble is happening this weekend. We've got to watch it.
Speak for yourself. So, again, it's the thing is, how are you going to make any money?
Get a cut of the merch.
Oh, they're never going to get a cut of the merch. But that's my thing. I don't know what they're going to do. It's going to be interesting to look out for next year.
I think that first episode on the season premiere on Netflix is going to be a stacked show.
Here's another thing. This is what used to happen. So the USA Network, for a very long time, they would have the rights to show that show, like Monday Night Raw, and you couldn't stream it anywhere else. And then a month later, let's say December 1st episode came out, and you wouldn't see that episode until January 1st on Hulu and now Peacock, but you don't get the full 3 hours. You get a one-hour version of it.
Yeah.
How is that going to work now? Because they still got to deal with Peacock.
This dude, I think Peacock is going to work the same way, where it's going to come out like a month later, but you can stream it on Netflix like right after it happens.
But are they going to give the streaming rights to all of Monday Night Raw to Netflix? Because people will want to watch the backlog.
Well, you can watch the backlog on Peacock. That's what I'm thinking.
I think this is just a confusing matter. I think they're waiting out the Peacock deal.
We're in the middle of the streaming wars right now.
And Netflix isn't winning this one.
No. As much money as they might be losing on this thing, I don't know.
But anyway, enough about the WWE. Let's quickly talk about some Formula One news, because we are running low.
We're running long, not low.
Well, low and long.
Low and long. What I always say. What do you got?
That was my nickname back in high school.
No, it wasn't. High and tight's what they called you.
Hey! Promise you wouldn't tell anybody.
I'm sorry. What do you got in Formula One?
All right, so the first big thing is that it is being rumored that Valtteri Bottas wants a future in Alfa Romeo. They're not even called Alfa Romeo. He wants a future in Audi Sauber. And now it's coming out that Audi is looking at hiring Valtteri Bottas and Nico Hülkenberg. And here's my issue. Why would you hire two drivers? And I love Nico Hülkenberg.
Nico Rosberg? Yes, that would be the best hire ever.
I love Nico Hülkenberg and I love Valtteri Bottas. But Nico, I think he's hit his prime. He's not a spring chicken. And Valtteri, he's just throwing in the towel. Like, he was never going to be a leader. He's always a second driver. And I love Valtteri.
I love that mustache.
I thought you were going to say, I love
the mullet.
The mullet, thank you. I couldn't name it. I was like, what is it? You're wearing one.
But he's long past his prime. You know, his heyday was with Mercedes. Being the number two guy in Mercedes.
Yeah. Honestly, if you want anybody, I think Sebastian Vettel, because you got a four-time world champion.
But can you talk him out of retirement?
Oh, yes, you can.
What, is he like the Brett Favre?
He said, don't always say never. He said maybe in a few years.
Never say never. Maybe they can give him a proper retirement.
A proper retirement. And I think you're number two. And it may be because I'm partial. Should be Mick Schumacher.
God, yes.
But I'm smoking the opium on that.
That's a big smoke in the hopium there.
But yeah, that's a rumor, but here's another rumor, and it kind of a little bit ties into Audi. Apparently, Carlos Sainz and Ferrari are having problems with the contract. Ferrari, and another rumor, are looking into hiring Alex Albon for 2026, which I don't blame him. He is a tremendous driver. And the issue with Carlos and Ferrari is, well, Carlos wants to stay longer at Ferrari, but Ferrari doesn't want to give him a contract beyond 2026. Or not even 2026, I think 2025. So a two-year extension. He wants more. And previously, Carlos has been linked to wanting to go to Audi.
Wait. So it's not about the money, it's about the time?
Yes.
And they don't want to keep him around?
Well, okay. Would you take Carlos Sainz or would you take Alex Albon?
Me personally, I'd take Carlos Sainz.
I would go with Alex Albon.
If you're looking for the next guy, yes.
He's younger.
He's younger.
He has got way more potential, and you see what he's doing with Williams.
But look at the grid. Carlos Sainz has been one of the most
consistent
on the grid. That's consistency that you need. If you're going to get rid of anybody, get rid of fucking Charles Leclerc.
I mean, he did get the one win.
That's my proposition for Ferrari. Alex Albon and Carlos Sainz. Run it.
Again, it comes down to the thing, well, does Alex want to leave Williams?
You'd be fucking stupid not to.
Because maybe he won't win a world championship with them, but he will always be remembered as the man who built Williams back up.
It's just a matter of what's more important. Does he want a championship?
Championship.
Yeah. Does he want a championship, or does he want to be the guy that never could get it done?
And I mean, he failed in Red Bull.
Does he want to be a Tom Brady, or does he want to be a Phillip Rivers?
I think he wants to be a Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, okay.
But that's the rumors. I don't know what's going on. And also, and I have to mention this because this is fucking stupid. Apparently, last week, and I failed to cover this, AlphaTauri changed their Instagram name, from AlphaTauri to Visa Cash App RB Racing Bulls.
Visa Cash App RB?
RB, yeah. So Visa Cash App Racing Bulls, and that's supposedly the name of the team.
That's a terrible name.
That's what I said.
I thought Steak was terrible.
I know, that's what they're saying. I think the FIA is forcing Sauber to call it Kick, because Steak is illegal in certain countries.
Kick is even worse.
Steak or Kick?
Steak.
Neither for me.
Neither, but you know, Steak sounds better than Kick. And it sounds a hell of a lot better than Visa Cash App Red Bulls.
No, Racing Bulls.
Racing Red Bulls, yeah.
No, just Racing Bulls.
Fucking Bulls, I don't...
You know what I say? Just go back to the old name, Toro Rosso.
Toro Rosso, yeah.
Rosso.
And just put a big-ass fucking Cash App logo.
Say it with me.
Toro Rosso.
Rosso.
Rosso. Toro Rosso.
Exactly.
Boom, I got it.
What does that stand for?
Ass and titties, I don't know.
Red Bull in Italian.
Okay, cool. Just put, like, name it Toro Rosso, whatever you want to say, and just stick a big-ass Visa logo and a big-ass Cash App logo. Do these big sponsors have to have their names in the team?
If you pay them high enough, yeah. But notice that there's one team who never changes their name. They're always known as Scuderia Ferrari.
Yeah.
Even Mercedes. Mercedes is known as Mercedes Petronas AMG Formula One team. Something like that.
And Red Bull is...
Red Bull. Oracle Red Bull.
Oracle Red Bull, yeah.
But still Red Bull.
Yeah, they still call it Red Bull.
And McLaren is McLaren so far.
Yeah.
They used to be called McLaren Mercedes or Mercedes McLaren.
Williams is Williams, not for lack of trying. It's just they can't get anybody.
Well, that is true. That is true.
But I mean, these sponsors are getting out of hand now.
Kick, Steak.
Visa Cash App.
Fuck it. Call it Monster Energy.
Monster. Oh, that would be the Monsters.
The Monster.
Monster Racing Team.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck. You would have Red Bull and Monster. It's just the energy drink cup.
Well, they're going with McLaren. They went from Mercedes to McLaren.
McLaren Monster. Monster McLaren Racing Team. Oh, that's cool.
It's a monster to drive this thing. But yeah, that's what's going on in Formula One. Things are a little bit slow, but we're about to gear up after the Super Bowl. We got about 2-3 weeks where we're going to take a little bit of time off from this podcast because there's not going to be any news.
No, and that Super Bowl is going to be absolutely fucking brutal, but depending on who's going to be in it.
Let's go, Lions. But after the break, we're going to start back up with the preseason testing, and then we're going to go into the race immediately.
Immediately, right then.
Yeah, and it's going to be Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Qatar. Basically, we're going to get the Middle East out of the way because they got their religious month.
Yeah, we got to get them out of the way soon.
Oh, and by the way, it's been announced that starting in 2026, for the next 10 years, I believe so, we're going to have the Madrid Grand Prix, a street track.
Not another fucking street track.
Yep. We could have had Hockenheim. We could have had Portugal. Portimao, as it's called. We could have had South Africa. But nope. We have Madrid.
And we could have had fucking Sedona in Arizona.
Yeah. Honestly, that would have been better.
Yeah.
Laguna Seca.
Laguna Seca.
Which, by the way, is they're trying to shut it down because the rich people who decided to build their homes next to a noisy racetrack are saying, it's too noisy.
What kind of fucking rich prick asshole do you have to be to not want to live next to a fucking racetrack?
If I was a rich...
This is fucking America.
If I was a rich prick asshole, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Right. You have any idea how much money I would pay to sit my fucking home right in the middle of the fucking Daytona Speedway?
I don't think Sarah would like it, though.
Sarah might not like it, but I'd be sitting on the front porch going, woo!
I got my shirt off! And everybody's like, put it on, put it on!
I'd be up there like fucking Travis Kelce.
Does that make Sarah...
Not Travis, no, Jason Kelce.
No, that's I was right. about to say, does that make Sarah your Taylor Swift?
No, not at all. She can't sing.
Oh! I'm sending that clip to Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've gone on long enough. Honestly, we just passed an hour. I hope most of this does not make post-production, so.
Sure, I can do that. I can delete half of this.
Not half. Leave in the good part.
There is no good part, Jerry.
This whole show is fucking bad. This might not even make the fucking air.
All right, Jerry, take us home.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of The Waterboy Experience. You can follow us on Twitter or on TikTok at The Waterboy Pod.
Which we are going to work on.
Which we are working on. There may be a trailer dropping soon. On the TikTok channel. This episode of the Waterboy Experience, and rest in peace, Tyler Bass.
And AlphaTauri.
Second and goal just outside the 10. Barr jumps it in, and it's Barr. He spins into the end zone for the touchdown.